Today, as I said at the beginning of Mass, we celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Corpus Christi, the Eucharist. The Eucharist, according to the Second Vatican document, is the source and summit of our lives. The Catholic Catechism tells us that the Eucharist is the center of our lives. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, when he was walking around and teaching his disciples, kept telling them about this bread that comes from heaven. And then at a point he told them, "I am the bread. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life." It was difficult at that point for all of them to believe, to understand what he was saying. Even in the gospel this morning, "Eat my blood," or "eat my body," the Lord Jesus talks about that almost seven times within this space of this gospel today. And this means he lays emphasis much on that, eating of his body and drinking of his blood. And how was he to do this so that we humans can eat his flesh? This happened on the Last Supper. Surely all along with his disciples, they had been eating bread. They had been breaking bread and drinking wine. But on this particular occasion, he did something extraordinary. He took the bread, looked at them, and told them, "This is my body, which shall be given up to you. This is my body." And then after that, he gave them the wine. "This is my blood." This shows you that this is an extraordinary event. Not like those other evenings that we had been eating together and drinking together, but this is very special. And therefore, he gives this and tells them, "This is my body. This is my blood." In order that you and I will have the opportunity of eating this body and drinking this blood, he gave them that power, that authority, that power to do that. Memory of him. And St. Paul tells us, as long as we keep doing this, we are doing it in memory of the Lord. And then in the second reading, you heard him ask, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not the participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ?" And so, my dear friends in Christ, this very solemnity is very important, the greatest, because through this, we have been able to link with Jesus directly. In all other sacraments, we do it outside the body. But this very one, you have to consume it. And when the Lord Jesus tells us here, "Whoever eats my body, whoever eats this bread will live forever," it means then that he wants us to live forever. So, my dear friends in Christ, what we have here is not sign or symbol, because the Lord did not say, "Whoever eats the symbol of my body," or "whoever eats the sign of the Last Supper," like other Christian denominations want us to believe. He did not say, "Whoever eats the sign of the Last Supper." No, whoever eats this bread, whoever eats my body. And for us to be able to do that, he gave that power to the apostles, And from there, it comes down. When you attend an ordination, you see all the priests, the bishop, lining up and imposing hands on the new candidate. It's just like saying, like St. Paul, I am giving over to you what I received from the Lord. And so the transfer of that power, the priest then has that authority within the liturgical setting to pray and turn this waver into the body and blood of Christ. A validly ordained priest has that power to do that. And so continues that you and I will be able to feed on the body and drink the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ so that we may have life. And he keeps telling us, whoever eats my body and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, and I will raise him up on the last day. He wants us then to know that this is the only way to attain that resurrection, eating his body and drinking his blood. And so when we celebrate today the body and blood of Christ, we are not just celebrating something in the air. We are celebrating our own link, our own association, that power, that moment, that link that makes us like him. Feuerbach once said that we become what we eat. Even in our daily lives, we know this. When you go to the store to pick up something, first you look at the content. You see the amount of sodium, the fat, and all that. You look at that because you know whatever you eat into your body can affect your system. And so when we talk of eating the body and blood of Christ, that changes us, and it changes us to him. So, my dear friends in Christ, today we celebrate. It's a very important occasion, not just because we are of the Corpus Christi Church, but because universally we belong to a body. And that is what St. Paul tells us in the second reading. Brings us like just as one loaf, we share. And this is the sharing of it. And so each time a validly ordained priest consecrates the host, it becomes the body, and the wine becomes the blood of Christ. And that's why you see that power during the consecration, and so many angels descending at that time. It's a very important occasion, a very powerful moment, because the Lord Jesus has become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ there and there on the altar. And so when we get up to come and receive, we are not just receiving that white loaf or that white weather, but the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are blessed to belong to a group that physically touch and consume Jesus Christ. And so, my dear friends in Christ, so that today's ceremonies then, today's solemnity reminds us that we are one with him.